We are happy to announce that Kaebu now has 10,000 followers on Twitter. Follower number 10,000 is our employee union, CWA Local 7901. Thank you to everyone who has brought us to this point. If you haven't yet followed us, look for Kaebu on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for links to upcoming events, audio interviews, and contests to win tickets and other prizes. Thank you to all of our social media supporters.
Cascadia. Today is Monday, July 18th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland. Real radio for real people. 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Engineering for us today is Natasha Delafin. And quickly, briefly, weather, because we've got a great guest who is joining us again. This is one of those magical, absolute last-minute events, serendipitous events, I might add, that we have Karen Bernal joining us today to talk about Bernie Sanders' delegates, what if Hillary picks one of these people for VP and other issues. This is from, that's from the Daily Caller. There's Truthdig reports on the survey that's the six potential Clinton running mates listed. And big names in this whole opera that seems to be playing out on the national screen, or I guess Plato would say the national cave wall. Wow, America is definitely in a cave and utterly unaware of the rest of the world around it. That indeed, in fact, is supporting it right now. 20% chance of showers today. Overcast skies, highs around 72, muggy, in other words. And tonight, again, chance of showers, lows around 57. Tomorrow, exactly the same pattern persists. So that said, we're going to get Karen Bernal on the line in just a few moments. She's a delegate from Sacramento who was elected as co-representative of the Sanders delegation from California. And What about, she represents the voices of millions of people who participated within the expectation that they would be heard. Good morning, Karen. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. So, yeah, you are one of the Sanders delegates, and the survey obviously suggests that many, many people had a different idea of the outcome. Do you want to talk a little bit about these two massive juggernaut conventions and how they are basically rolling right over people, millions of people?
Well, I mean, I think these conventions are years in the planning, and I think so. It seems to me that the what many people regard as the coronation of Clinton, that was years in the planning. And I think they had not planned along the way that there would be such a thing as Bernie's campaign. I don't think anyone planned to see anything of the likes of Bernie's campaign. If you asked them that, you know, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, they would not have predicted, you know, what that campaign had done. So, and is still doing. So that's what I think. And I think that it, the fact that there's going to be hundreds of thousands of people outside that convention, it should come as no surprise. And I'm very glad that they're going to be there. I think for many of us on the inside who are going into what we feel is a very difficult moment for us, we definitely look to the outside, and we feel that, you know, they are in many ways our strength, and it's important for us to keep the spirit of what's going on the outside and to bring it in. So I think there's a lot of feelings going on with we Bernie delegates as we go into the convention.
It seems that this is still Bernie's election. He's really the candidate. Nobody who's voting for Hillary Clinton is voting for her. They're voting for Bernie Sanders. She's the star. She's kind of the stalking horse, and it's really Bernie's campaign platform that people seem to be voting for. Her platform vanished. It crumbled a long time ago. And everything that people are voting for when they vote for Hillary is really what Sanders brings to the table. What role is he playing currently? I mean, like right now.
Oh, that's a very interesting question, because I think that many Sanders delegates would ask themselves and each other that very question, because on the one hand, he did his kind of ceremonial capitulation, if you will, on Tuesday with his endorsement of Secretary Clinton. On the other hand, it was followed up, you know, with his conference call with his delegates, where he basically told them the things that he was trying to fight for, which is the rules changes, and that the beginning of his organizations that he wishes to start, you know, at the conclusion of the convention and to go forward. So that's kind of an open question. I think in fact that question is what's causing perhaps some anxieties on the part of the delegates, because we don't know what's going to happen there, and we do anticipate a couple of shoes dropping, so to speak. For instance, what is going to come out of the Rules Committee meeting on Saturday? Will there be a floor fight regarding rules changes and so on? And then, of course, we have those delegates that are not accepting of the fact that a minority report will not be filed, and we're seeing there's a group of delegates that are trying to see what they can do to bring to force the fight onto the floor, and you know, generally we understand that for the other side, their mission is to basically subsume us into their show, and co-opting would be too kind of a word. So we're trying to. Our mission is to be able to define whatever there is they're talking about on our own terms, and to basically take ownership of our presence again.
So Bernie Sanders' presence at the Democratic convention will be loud and clear, and it's just...
Yes.
But it'll be just the changes to the script that they had planned to follow. Those changes are what's going to be very interesting, and the role that delegates. What role are you playing? You'll be there, right?
Well, yes. I'm. As you know, we had these delegate elections all around the country on May. Most of them on May 1st, and the delegates were elected by the constituents in their own congressional districts. For me, I came out as the top vote-getter here in Sacramento, California. California is perhaps the largest delegation going into the convention, and we have, just on the Bernie side alone, around 200 or more Bernie delegates for just the Bernie side in California. And then what happened is there was an election, and a couple of us were elected as co-chairs, if you will, to lead the Bernie delegation. So for us, for me, it's about organizing the Bernie delegates and to try to find a common ground that we can go forth about. We have within our delegation everyone from everyone from the Bernie or Busters to those that are the eventual nominee types. And so yet still, even with the eventual nominee types, there is a great sense of wanting to not capitulate, to not concede, even if it is symbolically. And so there will be creative displays, displays of expression. And we're going to, depending on what occurs there, you know, we will be demonstrating that in many ways, and with other states in the country coordinating.
So it's definitely not over when the fat lady sings this, is it? It seems Bernie.
Just to be as a clear example. You know, I think that, for instance, the roll call, for instance, I think most of the DNC and the Hillary Clinton universe would like everyone to just join and go happily vote for Secretary Clinton. And the one thing that we are extremely united on is the fact that there will be no other voting but for Bernie Sanders. Even the most resigned person is clear on the fact that we were elected by the constituents in our districts to cast our nomination vote for Bernie Sanders, and so that's going to remain. And there are things that range beginning from with that all the way up to, you know, other displays. Some people are intent on walking out. Some people are intent on turning their backs. Not everyone will do those things, but it pretty much ranges from insisting upon casting our nomination vote for Bernie Sanders to doing more. So, I leave it to your listeners to fill that in.
Oh, they will. They will. I assure you. This has been great, Kara. Thank you so much for joining us today. We so appreciate your time. This is indeed the strangest. It was not an election, of course. It's an auction. The presidency is being auctioned off to the highest bidder. And Bernie Sanders is not even going to dignify the whole election process by playing into that. He's still his own man, and he definitely has his own constituents. We'll have to see what happens. Karen, I thank you so much. Hope to touch base with you later on next week during the Democrats fall duel. Thank you so much again. My guest has been Karen Bernal. She's a delegate from Sacramento who was elected as co-representative of the Sanders delegation from California. And she will indeed have a powerful voice. She will be a presence at the convention. And we will see what kind of weight Sanders is pulling. Again,
thank you
so much. This has been Air Cascadia for, of course, Monday, July 18th, 2016. Engineering for us today is, of course, Nasha Delphin. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOA of News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Tune into KBOO Monday through Thursday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. for special live convention coverage produced by the Pacifica News Network. Monday, July 18th through Thursday, July 21st, tune in to comprehensive progressive coverage of the Republican convention happening in Cleveland. Again, that's July 18th through the 21st, 5 to 9 p.m., for coverage from the Republican convention produced by the Pacifica News Network here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. Tune into KBOO Monday through Thursday from 5 p.m.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members